Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yutes. And we are on Yud Ches Mabez. Let's get into the sugya. We started last time, Perek Ra'uhu Bezdin. Again, the last Mishnah that has to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh. And then we are going to get into, Be'ez Hashem, later today, the issues of shofars. Says the Gemara here on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman. We just said that they might delay or decide about Iber Hashanah for those on the way. So now we get back to, we just did that in our press. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Imi B'Shem Rav Yehuda Ben Pazi. Kitshu V'Yachar Kach Nimsu Edom Zomimin. What happens if Edom came, we had this earlier, and they were proven to be Edom Zomimin, right? That we throw them out of court and we don't trust them and they lied, says the Gemara, Hare Ze Mekudash. Still, even though they were Edom Zomimin, still the Bezdin's declaration stands. We don't say it was based on false evidence. Doesn't matter. Right? We said even last year that Bezdin could even cause them and intimidate them to lie. So this is in that vein as we saw. At least over there they knew. Here you might have said that it's on the one hand is worse because they didn't know that they were making up a story. But even so, Hareza Mekudash, it stands. Come Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, who said this statement. Amar le'ata shmata min avuch hada milsa. Did you hear this from your father? Meaning, is it just a brisa, or did you hear this, the misora? Amar le, yeah. Ken amar abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ein medaktik in beidah sachodesh. We're not medaktik. Unlike, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, lo kamo b'chol ha'eduyos, not like all other cases of testimony, shechol hamarbe bebetikos hareza meshubach, all of the cases where Bezdin really gets to the root issue, that's praiseworthy, avobeid ha'chodesh, nehi shebotkin b'osam b'chakiros, yes, we ask, avobedikos ein tzarech, kiven de b'dievet, em kitshav edim suzomin, gam kein mekudash, it is still Mekudash. So that is the din, as we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. 2 points. Number one, the Menchas Chinuch has an interesting question. We know usually that you need, one of the requirements of Eidus is you need Eidus sheyachol lahazima. Eidus that is hazamable, right? If it's not hazamable, let's say the Edom don't say where they were or when, so then that's not hazamable. So then it's not Eidus. Eidus sheyachol lahazima lo have Eidus. So here, is it hazamable? Because even if it's they're huzam, you still accept their testimony. So says the Menchas Chinuch, I'm not sure, right? This is only one of his classic questions in Mitzvah Dalid, Os Yud Gimel. He thinks that you still need it to be hazamable, even though if hazama takes place, we won't reject their testimony. But still, Bishaito, at the time it was hazamable. And he says maybe, based on maybe 2 days in the Tosfos, the beginning of Malkus, maybe they'd get Malkus if they lied. Again, if Bezdin ask them to lie like we had in the last year, then for sure they're not going to get Malkus because Bezdin asked them to lie. But here they thought they were tricking Bezdin, right? So here it could be that they're going to get Malkus. So maybe that's enough, like the first daf in Malkus. Losana, if they're going to get Malkus for Losana, still that might be enough to be considered Yochol Lahazima. Yochol Lahazima. It's a question about whether Yochol Lahazima is a Gzeiras HaKasuv or it's just based on the fact that it'll prevent them from lying. And here, if they know they're not going to get punished, so it might depend on the Malkus. Okay, one. Two, the other point to mention, we mentioned a couple of days ago where this halacha came up. We spoke about the Reb Chaim, about Hazama not being based on the punishment, but based on the Shemeid Zomeim. We spoke about that idea. And a couple of Rayas, the Ritz Geis in Amakis, I think we mentioned a couple of days ago where this came up. But last time we didn't mention, so we'll mention it this time, the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Kiseitse notes on the Dalet Shetzrichan Hachraza. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Peites where the Gemara says there were four people that when they are punished, Bezdin makes an announcement. We're punishing this person for doing this because the Pasuk says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Everybody will hear. So Ramban says, what do those four people have in common? The Dalet Shetzrichan Hachraza. All four of them, says the Ramban, technically, you might look at what they did and say, it's not worthy of the punishment. Really, we shouldn't be punishing this punishment for this act. But they're punished for what they represent and for the danger that they represent to society. That's the Ramban. Number one, he says this in Kiseisei, Chaf Aleph Yurches, Ala Klau. He quotes this on Ben Soramora. That's the first one, right? This is a problem for even what we had a couple of days, last week. Remember, we had the opposite. We had a couple of days ago when we spoke about the Rosh Hashanah, Din Gemaras, that Hashem judges based on who you are. Remember on the top of Tes Amabes by Yishmael. Al Tiriki Shom Alakim Es Kolanar, Basher Husham, Basher Usham, that's what you judge. Right? You judge by what they did, not just by their Bachshavis. But says the Ramban Ben Sura Moria, what did the Chazal say, Nidon? Al Shem Sofo. It's kind of the opposite. Al Shem Sofo. But says the Ramban, this is one of the four. Vizetam Khaiswishwaviro. Kilohumas begodel chet o. El Yaser Boasarabim. He is not judged for the severity of his sin per se, but what his personality represents for the danger of the youth. Vishalo yetakalal achirim. Chider hakasav sheyazir king kasher yamusu legeder. Kadesha tia bimisasam takana la achirim. So Ben Sura Moria. Nidon al Shem Sofo. So he's not punished for the maisa that he did. This fits into the Reb Chaim that we said. It's about the status that they achieve. But he quotes it by all four. Zakein Mamre, right? One of the elders of the great Sanhedrin that was outvoted, and he still went and said, everybody was wrong, and I'm going to paskin like I paskin. Lefi she'ein b'ho raso chet she'yehe roi lamuspo. Rak hu lahasir hamachlokes min haTorah. Number three, Edim Zomamin. Edim Zomamin, as the Chazal say, hargu ein harag. And if they were successful, they're not punished. They're punished for attempted murder, but they're not punished for actual murder. Right, so again, that reflects that it's because of the danger that they represent to the legal system. And finally, Mesis, somebody who tries to get somebody else to do avodah zarah, even if he's not successful. Lafishu nerag b'diburo hara, but right, bovad. Avish lo avar avad anises olriski lulim lo shameilav avod misaso liaser lachir. This is the Ramban says these four, Dalas Rikh Lachraza, Edom Zomim being one of them, are not punished for their crime itself, but what their crime represents and the danger that it might be. Okay, so that's the Edom Zomim. If Bez is Bechadish the Chodesh based on the Edis of Edom Zomim, that is okay. We still say Mikudash, says the Gemara now. Bezdin Shero, so we're going to go to a different area of Halacha and compare it a little bit to our case. So we're going to get to Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, we know, is the case of the anonymous corpse, where there's a dead body that's found between two cities, and three members or five members of the great Sanhedrin come, along with the Sanhedrin from each of the cities, and they come, and they measure, and they do a whole ceremony. Yodeinu lo shafchu, they take an Egla, and they break its neck. So in that case, the Torah says that this is only if nobody saw who the murderer was. Once you find who the murderer was, then the murderer is Chayim Misa. Bezdin Shero Esahoreg. So what happened if the entire Bezdin sees the murder? They witness the murder. But now, like a couple hours later, they say, oh, if we didn't get a good look at the murderer, if he would show up here, we would not be able to identify him. So they know, but Amru Im or Rowan Anu Oso, Ein Anu Makir Noso, we wouldn't be able to identify him. Still Lohayu Orphan. The din is there's no ceremony in that case, because the only ceremony is only if tichsiv ve'einenu lo ra'u mikol makom, right? If nobody saw the murder, v'hari ro, they did see. They can identify, but they did see. So if they did see, therefore the whole ceremony does not take place. U'bezdin shera'u, we're going to switch the gersa, es haharug. What if Bezdin sees the haruk, right? There's the gersa that the Karban Eida quotes this here. So, Yoser nearly de Garcina Bezenshiro es a harug. Darinim sekasota ki matse ein mitzia ela be'edim. They see the harug, meaning they go out, the Bezdin goes out and sees the corpse. So, usually you need two edim to come and testify about the corpse in front. But here, you have the edim. So, it's similar to the type of case of Kiddush HaChodesh. So, it's a little tricky because the Bezdin themselves saw, and the case must be, as the Mefarshim explained, it must be at night. Because if it's by day, like we said by Kiddush HaChodesh, if everybody sees the moon by day, it's still daytime, then you say the principle of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriya. Right? If you see it, it's better than getting Edim. So just right there, say Mekudesh Mekudesh. The problem is if it's at night. If it's at night, you can't declare, right, Mekudesh at night. So then you have to wait till the next day. And the principle of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Meiriya is only at that moment. If you have to wait, then you have to go through the process of din, and then you have to have Kabbalah Zedis. So to here, you have to split up. So Bezdin Sheros Harug. So we have two brises. Is Tani Tani Ya Amdu Shtav Ya Idul of Neim. Right? One opinion says, let's say there's a whole Bezdin that saw the corpse. So two of them the next day go and testify in front of the others. The Is Tani Tani Ya Amdu Kulavi Idu Makamacher. And others say, no. This whole Beis Din is not allowed to testify. Why? As we'll see, what's the machlokas going on here? If you are an aide, when do you become an aide? Big sugya in a few places. There's two possible times. What's called an aid haroe, right? When I witness something, I have the status of a witness. Or no, only when I come to court and testify. So aid haroe or aid hameid. So the two brises here discuss, could the people who saw, could they also be the judges? If they're already considered an aid, then we have the principle, which the Gemara is going to quote soon, aid einas adayan. An aid can't wear two hats. If you're a witness in the case, you can't be a judge in the case. So here they witness. So can they turn around and testify in front of their friends? So is Tani to one Brisa says, yeah. Is Tani Tani Yam Dushnam Yidu Lefneim? Is Tani Tani Yam Du Kula Vyadu Mechamecha? The other one says, no. They all have to go to a different Beis Din. Why? Because once they were witnessed, they were aidim, and therefore they cannot testify. Some of them can act as the judges. Shab Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Reb Zeira k'shem shem chalukin kan kach chalukin b'edus hachodesh. This same achlokes would apply to Kiddush Hachodesh too. Meaning in our case where everybody sees the moon and the next day they have to take some of them and be the dayanim. So our Mishnah said it works. Our Mishnah said if you have three, remember the case, you have three people that saw the moon, so two of them could testify in front of the third one and then you just get two others. So our Mishnah seems to say, like the first brisa here, that even if you were an aid haroeh, that doesn't passel you. You're not an aid yet, therefore you could still be a dayan. So just like there's a machlokas here, the Egla Rufa, there would also be the machlokas by Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. What are we saying in the Mishnah or in the brisa? Let's say the case you have three people saw. So what do three people do? So we say two of them act as aidim, and one of them is the Dayan, and you get two others. So you have three altogether. But why do you need two others? Says the Gemara, an amazing possibility, and the Karban Eda says this is asking on the Mishnah, right? Amas Nisan Parach. Why in the case where you have three judges that saw, two of them are going to function as the Edim, one of them as the judge, and you get to add on two more, why don't you just get one other person? Why? V'yakum chad v'yasav chad, v'yakum chad v'yasav chad. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi saw the moon. So Reuven and Shimon are going to testify, and Levi's going to be the judge. So what does the Mishnah say? You got to get two other people to sit with Levi. Says the Gemara, why? Just get one other person to sit with Levi. When Reuven's given testimony, Shimon could team up with Levi. And when Shimon's given testimony, Reuven can team up with Levi and just get one other person. Right? Could you do that? Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. Why? Shan Yehi Shein Hei Nasadayan. No, if the aid is actually testifying in this case, then for sure, he can't be the judge in this case. You want to say, Eid Haro'eh won't be called a Dayan, and he could be the judge even though he saw, fine. But if he is already testifying in the case, then for sure, an Eid Hamei and Mamish cannot be a Dayan. Again, also a big topic in the Achronim, what is the reason of Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan? Right? Is that related to what we were just talking about, Minchas Chinach? Some say Eid and Nasa Dayan formally because you can't wear two hats. Can't wear two hats. When the Torah describes there are Eidim and there are Dayanim, can't wear two hats. Or do we say that maybe you can't be a Dayan because you'll never be Mazim yourself? So it's Eidah She'iyat HaYachol HaHazima, right? If you are an Eid and you know that you're also going to be the judge in the case, then you'll never Mazim yourself. So it's Eidah She'iyat HaYachol HaHazima. So that's the two days. Interesting, thinking about that Minchas Chinuch now, if you say that Kiddush HaChodesh does not require Eidah She'yachol LaHazima, then maybe you should say Eid Nasa Dayan in this case. Right? So that could be behind this discussion here, especially in the Havamina. The Havamina might be Kiddush HaChodesh is different. V'yekim chav yosef chad, because you don't say Eid Nasa Dayan. The answer is no. We do say Eid Nasa Dayan here. Maybe it's Xeris HaKasiv. It's not just based on Efshar LaHazima. So a lot going on here that we could spend time on in the Lamdas, but we continue. Says the Gemara, similar to this story, we'll get back to Agal Rufa. L'shem kahada Rav Huna haviyada sadu lechad barnash. One time Rav Huna knew testimony about a certain person. Rav Huna knew that a certain person owed money. Also boy made on kumi v'kafar bay. And what happened? This guy that he knew Aedus about came in front of him with another guy and with a din Torah. And this person that we knew testimony about, he lied and he's kofar. So Amalei Rishmol Bar Avisa. Rishmol Bar Avisa knew everything that was going on. He knew that the judge, he knew that the Rav Chuna knew testimony, and he knew this guy was lying. So he says to the guy, why are you lying? You think you're going to get away with it? Begin da adyada de Rav Chuna Bar Nasha Rabba, because you know that Rav Chuna is a gadol ador at Kafar Bay. You're lying, meaning, because there is a concept quoted elsewhere, right? The Carbonate quotes it here. Sometimes if somebody is a gadol ador and it's beneath his covet to go give testimony about certain cases, he doesn't have to. Even though there's a mitzvah of Haggadah's Eidus. But still, if it's beneath his covet, he doesn't have to. So he says to this person who lied, what, you think he's not gonna go testify about you because he's a great person? That's why you're lying? But he can. He could go testify in front of a different Bezdin, right? So shouldn't you be nervous about that? So all of a sudden the Dayan says, am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to do that? Could go to a different Bezdin and testify against this guy? Because I know he's lying. And he says, yes, he can. So what happened? V'shara Rav Chuna Garmei Minahudina. Rav Chuna reclused himself from that din. Reclused himself. He stepped aside, va'azav asad alai kumi beidina achran, and he went and testified in the other bezdin. There is an interesting discussion of there's a brisa, right? We just said here that he reclused himself because he wanted to testify. He didn't want to be a dayan, right? To accept, and then at least now, if he's not a dayan, then he can go testify. He reclused himself. One is not always allowed to recluse oneself. Right, there is an interesting, this is Sifri. The Sifri, in Dvarim, and the Rambam and the Chinuch quote this Sifri of Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, the Pasuk says, don't be scared of anybody. And the Sifri says, even if a Dayan thinks that he is, his life's gonna be in danger if he gives a psak, he can't lie. He can't give a different psak. The Sifri says, before you take the case, you're nervous about these Baalei Dinim, then fine, you don't have to take the case. But once you take the case, v'yodeya l'hecha dinota, you know which way the case is going, then you can't leave. Then you can't leave. Right? That's the, once you know the question that's asked by some of the Achronim is this one of the big three? If you know your life's in danger, that the guy's going to kill you, you should be able to lie. So they say maybe it's connected to the Yom Shel Shlomo of Ziyafat Torah. What's the Yom Shel Shlomo? Remember, Baba Kama Lamed Ches. That's where the Gemara says that the Romans came to test the Jews. Teach us your Torah. And they taught him the whole Torah, and the end of the Gemara says, we agree with everything in your Torah, except for this one halacha that we think is biased, where it says, Shor Shel Akum Shenagach, Shor Shel Yisrael, Chayiv Nezek Shalim, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach, Shor Shel Akum Potter. Right, why our ox is going to be chayev and your ox is always putter, but we're not going to tell the authorities because, you know, we like the rest of the Torah. So Tosfos there asks, how could they teach them Torah? You're not allowed to teach Torah to goyim. So Tosfos says, must be that they didn't have a choice. That's not Yehari Valyavar. So then the Yom Shel Shlomo says, okay, so if it was already Yehari Valyavar, so why weren't they nervous that this halacha was going to get them killed? Right? And like Rodef. So it must be, that's what the Yom Shel Shlomo says. Gam Shamina Mehabraisa is in the Yom Shel Shlomo there, fourth paragraph of Baba Kama, Os Tes. Oser Lashanos Divrei Torah Afkia Sakana. What's called the Ziyufa Torah. You're not allowed to falsify or misrepresent Torah, even Yehari Val Yavar. To say that the Torah says something and the Torah doesn't say it. The Chayev Limsar Atzma Aleha. You have to be Moser Nefesh for it. So here too, Valamala Yuru Chachamim, Shetalil Machos Arish Aleim. Hello Tim Sadar Kasha Kizu. Lomer Bifnea Umos, Shanachru Paturn Vezekim Heim Chayavin. Vichilohai Roy Lachush Chasvashon Lakama Shmados Vachurvos Delefuk Minei. It must, especially with the Romans. So it must be that you have to be Moser Nefesh for this. Right? Ziyafat Torah. What about the Megillah Talmai HaMelech, right? The Septuagint. They didn't change any halacha there. And that must have been. They took a P-D-board. That was a nace that took place. But otherwise not. That's why Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish is, once you know that din is nota, you're not allowed to recluse yourself. I guess you have to work that out with this story here. And that is, I guess he heard the case. He knew not because of, he figured it out, but he was an aide. He was an aide. So I guess maybe this is before he knows, it wasn't in the process of, it says the guy was denying it and lying it. It's got to work out how this works with that Sifri. Also, Egla Rufe is a huge topic. Just one ha'ara. The Clay Yakar, who is obviously a great darshan, who is never limited to the pshat. If anybody familiar with Clay Yakar, but he's upset at Rashi a little bit before he explains it where Rashi quotes Eglah Rufa. What does Rashi quote Eglah Rufa? Remember by Yosef. Yosef sent the agalos, the wagons, to his father. And if you flip around the letters, agalos is Eglah. So that was the last sugya that Yosef was learning with Yaakov, and that's how Yaakov knew that it was really Yosef. So the Klei Yakar says, Upirusho rachok ma'od. His pirush is very far. V'chi darko shel Rashi lahotzi amikra mipshuta lagamre. Right, Rashi is motzi miapshat. The pasuk says he sends agalos to carry Yosef, to carry Yaakov down. So he says it must be that there must be something bothering Rashi here, and that is because it says the agalos hashal shalach Yosef. Why not shalach Paro? Yosef sent agalos. It must be that Yosef sent agalos and he sent accompaniment with the agalos, and that accompaniment he learned from Eglah Rufa. And he continues and goes and explains this. He says at the end, though, he quotes himself from the Olos Ephraim. That's the Svarim of the Klei Yakar. He says I wrote there in Maimer Tuf Kuf Lamed Gimel. He says, you're from Eglah Rufa, what do you learn? You measure. You measure. You measure physically from the Medida Gashmis. See, the Klei Yakar says what Yosef was telling Yaakov was, just like you measure in the physical world, measure in the spiritual world. What's the measurement? Try to think about why it's been 22 years that you haven't heard from me. Think about that. And that's what Yosef was giving the message to Yaakov. Yaakov was like, oh, the lack of Kivat Avein that I did for 22 years. And if Yosef is really dead, it would be more than 22 years and it wouldn't be Mita Keneged Mita. It wouldn't be exact Medida, so it must be that it's really Yosef. That's what he talks about at the end there. Okay, we continue a little more. Kara, Irer al-Chasima Sudeha Edim. If somebody, again, a related topic about Edus, if somebody is ma'arer. We know that this came up, I think, recently. Kiyim shtaros. If there's a document, I'm allowed, or I can't say, I don't trust those. I think those are forged. So, and Beis Din has to figure out a way to verify the signatures in one of three ways. Either the people come and say there are signatures, or other people come and say those are so-and-so signatures, or you get a different document that has already been verified and compare it. So you have to do kiyim shtaros. But kiyim shtaros is not only on a documents of witnesses, but Dayanim, when Dayanim stamp their psak, and there's a shtar of the decision, they also sign their names. So let's say somebody is ma'ar and says, I don't think those witnesses or those judges are true. They're forged. So kara yirol chasim esudei ha'edim, al-chasim esudei ha'dayanim, shirbi ba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Ratzel l'kayim b'ksav yidei ha'edim, ma'kayim, b'ksav yidei ha'dayanim, ma'kayim. If you have, again, you have a psak din of the judges, their signatures, on top of the edim signatures. So you could choose which one you want to verify, says Rebbe Ba in the name of Rebbe Yehuda, one or the other. But you can't do mix and match. You can't verify one aid and one dayan. V'ani Omer, and Rebbe Ba says, yes, you can. Afilu be'erechal, afilu be'dayan echal mekayim. That works also. Okay, period. Back to Kiddush HaChodesh. V'yomi d'Rebbe Yevo asun. The shlichim, the messengers that were sent out in the days of the Gemara at certain points, had to give a code word, because there were a lot of fakers, as we said, the Baitusim, and who's making up stories, so they had to give a code word. So in the days of Rabbi Avo, Asun, they came, Boy Meimar Goalenu. The magic, the code word was Goalenu. V'yamrem Gulasenu. They messed up with the word. V'kiblu, and he said it's close enough. Close enough. That must be what they meant. V'yomi d'Rabrechia Ishtatkun. In the days of Rabbi Brechia, the Shlichim came, and they became mute. They lost their power of speech. Maybe they were just in such exhaustion from the trip, or just in shock that they're amongst these great rabbis. Amar lo, so they said, Shematim diskadosh yarchas. They just asked them, did you hear the Beis Din mikadosh chodesh? Varchinun barashayim. They nodded their heads, v'kiblun, and that was good enough. That was good enough. Because after all, this isn't really edus. This is just what happened in the Beis Din. It's like gili milsa. It's just revealing what happened, and therefore that would be good enough. Okay. Rabosai, we start the second half of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Kol hashofaros. Sheirin, chutz mishal par. What shofar are you allowed to, what shofars could you use for Rosh Hashanah? So call all shofars. What's the definition of a shofar? There's a shofar and a keren, as we'll see. A keren is a horn. A keren is a solid horn on the top of an animal. That's not a shofar. A shofar is a hollow, what we would call a horn, but the shofars grow. There's an appendage to the animal, and when you take the shofar out, you don't have to like chisel out the whole inside. That's puzzle. But you just take out the part of the animal, the appendage. Sometimes if it's cut off together, you just take it out, and the whole thing is hollow. You don't have to like make something new. That's a shofar. So from the word shoferes, a hollow tube. So call us shoferes ksheirin. All shofars are kosher. Chutz mishal par, except for a cow. Bebeishu Karen, because a cow's, the Mishnah's reason is because it's called a Karen, a horn, we would call it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Allah calls Shofar Zikru Karen. Rabbi Yosef says, what do you mean? All Shofars are called a Karen. So, what do you mean? A paras? That's not different. Shneemar v'ayim shochai b'keren ayovel kishamachem is called a shofar. Right? You see the pasuk in Yoshua that it's called a keren and it's called a shofar. So Rabbi Yossi says you can't say it's possible because it's called a keren, because everything's called a keren. Even a shofar is called a keren. So have you boy meimar v'lo plikin? Just reading the Mishnah, you might have thought that there's no machlokas about psak. Rabbi Yossi just argues and says no, that can't be the reason. But really deep down, he agrees. But the Brisa says Beferis, that's not true. Ashkach is Tani, Rabbi Yossi machshir b'shal parah v'chum poslim. Rabbi Yossi is machshir the shofar of a para, of a cow, v'chum poslim, or a bull, v'chum poslim v'chumim are pasul. Period. So my time, again, there's so much to talk about, but we'll just get through and we'll see what we have time for. My time, Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say then that all why does he say, like in the Mishnah, they're all called Karen, v'alu v'ayibim shocha, v'keren ayovel. My time, Rabbi Rabbanan. So what would the Rabbanan answer? Or the Rabbanan answer to say that it's, only parah is excluded. V'seitiv l'ashem mishor par makrin mafris. Makrin is without spell, without the yud. Mi karen iksiv. So you see in the Torah, the parah's horn is called a keren. So that's why it's pasul. V'rabbanan kol shor hazikru keren v'nikru shofar. Chutz mishal parah. The Rabbanan would answer that all shofars are both, might be called both, but a parah is only called a keren. Parah shenikra keren v'lo nikra shofar. Period. That's why it's different. Hateven hare shel yael hare enu kari lo keren v'lo shofar. A yael, which the next Mishnah is going to say is kosher to use for Rosh Hashanah, is not called either. So it's not called a shofar. So why would you be able to use it? My kadun, so what are the Rabbanan are need an answer? So the Gemara says really it's based on this svara. Ki da'am Rabbi Levi Shan Yehi Shein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. Why can't you use the horn, the shofar of a para? Because it reminds Hashem of the Cheta Egel. Ein Kategar, the prosecuting forces cannot be used as the defense forces, and therefore that is different. The Gemara, the Bavli, if you remember, says this only applies to the Kodesh Kadashim. Because after all, what do you mean? Gold in the Kodesh Kadashim, you're not allowed to wear gold. Right? The Kohen Gadol going in, you know, wear the big day love and not the big day of. Why? Because ain't Kadigar Nasa Sanegar. The same idea. The Kohen Gadol wears gold vestments outside the Kodesh Kadashim. The Kodesh Kadashim is different. Kodesh Kadashim, that's where the stakes are higher. Which then the Gemara seems says, shofar is kilu, you're in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? Kivan to the Zikaron who kibifnim dami. Because it brings our memory in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, and that's where you have the standards of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. That's the reason that's accepted. There is a couple of points to mention. Number one, the Ran on Davav, and it's quoted in the Ramah. Even though you read our Mishnah says, all shofars are kosher except for a cow. And what about non-kosher animals? Non-kosher animals, those are okay. That's better than a cow. So the Ran says no. The Ran says no, those are obviously no good. Because the Pasuk says, the Gemara says in Shabbos that to make tefillin, everything has to become from a kosher animal. Everything from tefillin to be a kosher animal. The Ran says the same thing by shofar. Min amuter beficha. The Ran here on Vav and Aleph and the Dafi Arif, he says, Dafka b'tahorim, avo b'tmein lo, tamar perek b'malikin. The Gemara there is not talking about shofar, but the Ran relates it. So the Ran says all non-kosher animals. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Ran says this, and the Ran is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tafkuf Peivav, Shofar Behemah Tmei Apostle. And see, Ran, the Rosh Hashanah, says the Mishnah Brura, the Kasvu Ha'achronim, She'ein Din Zebarer. Right? This is not clear. This is not clear. Even the Ran, I didn't read the next line of the Ran. The Ran himself is not sure about it. The Ran himself, and the Sharatian points that out. The Gamaran Asmamis topic was there. Umishum de Efshar, it could be that tefillin is a special din. Taras Hashem Beficha. It doesn't apply to shofar, which is what we call Tashmishe Mitzvah, not Tashmishe Kedusha. It's not something that's the Ksav of Torah. Lahachi, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, if the only shofar you have is a non-kosher animal shofar, blow it. But don't make a bracha on it to Shema who pasul midina, because maybe it is pasul. She's damin lo achar kach shofar kasher. When you get another shofar, then blow it again. But also no bracha there, because maybe you a yotze with the not kosher shofar of a non kosher. So either way, that is the issue of the Ran. Either way, and he says the kuliyama. The Mishnah Berurah says a shofar in a veil of treifa. Right, the animal doesn't have to be shechted. the animal that you, the kosher animal that you use a shofar from doesn't have to be shechted. Okay. There's so much here. In Kadiganas Seneger also has a lot, but let's continue. Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah shal Yael Pashut, according to the Mishnah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be a straight one of a Yael, of a wild goat, upiv mitzu pezav. You could have gold on where the mouth is. We'll get to what that means. Or in Beis HaMikdash, they had some gold on it. And you have the two trumpets on the sides. But the shofar is in the middle. And shofar is ma'arech. It's in contrast to fast days. Shofar is in the middle. Trumpets are on the outside. Shofar is longer because the ikar of the day is shofar. Amar of Yona. Why does the Mishnah say that has to be straight? So we have our straight heart for tshuva. Piv mitzu bezav, you're allowed to have gold, tzipu zav mi bifinim pasal. If you put gold on the inside of the shofar, it's pasal. Because then the sound is going to be affected by the gold. Mi bachutz kasher, but if it's on the outside, it's kasher, as long as tzipu makom anachas piv. But if you put it in the place where you put your mouth, or the sound changes pasal, that would be pasal. So when it says you could have gold on the outside, that means like an extra layer of gold somewhere on the outside, not near the mouth, and it doesn't change the sound of the shofar. That would be okay, but otherwise it would be a problem. There's a lot more here about how many sounds of shofar we blow and Inkadana Sasanegar, but we'll stop here.